AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Under growing pressure, the president of the University of Missouri has resigned.
Months after black students at the University of Missouri began protesting against racism on the campus in Columbia, and a week after graduate student Jonathan Butler began a hunger strike, University of Missouri President Tim Wolf announced,
I am resigning as president of the University of Missouri system.
Student protesters say that's just the start of addressing their needs on the majority white campus. Activist Marshall Allen.
Our demands must be met in totality to create systems of healing within the UM system.
The university chancellor, R. Bowen Lofton, says he is resigning his position at the end of the year. I'm Tim McGuire.
A college in South Carolina is on lockdown after reports of a campus shooting. Spartanburg Methodist College confirms on its Facebook page that there's been a shooting on campus. It advises students to go to their residence hall and stay there until notified. Spokesman at the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office tells WYFF-TV there was never a gunman loose on campus and that the school is not in any danger. President Obama's plan to protect millions living in the U.S. illegally from being deported has suffered another setback in court. AP correspondent Kevin McGill reports from New Orleans.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a Texas-based federal judge's injunction that blocks the administration's immigration initiative. That initiative might have protected an estimated 4 to 5 million people from deportation.
26 states had challenged the plan in court. Volkswagen offering $1,000 gift cards and vouchers to owners of small diesel-powered cars involved in an emissions cheating scandal.
They've got a widening scandal, and it's going to have a big financial impact. But Volkswagen's a big multinational company. They've been very successful. They have a lot of cash, and they should be able to withstand this.
That's AP correspondent Tom Krischer in Detroit. This is AP Radio News. The stock market had its biggest fall in 2 weeks, with investors worried that the global economy could be slowing.
The Dow dropped 179 points to 17,730. The S&P fell 20 points and the NASDAQ gave up 51 points. It was the first notable decline for the market in 6 weeks. Investors are dealing with the fallout of October's unexpectedly strong jobs report, which greatly increased expectations that the Federal Reserve is likely to raise short-term interest rates, which have been close to zero since the 2008 financial crisis. Julie Walker, New York.
Caitlyn Jenner accepted a Glamour Woman of the Year award on Monday, telling an admiring crowd in New York that she believes she was put on earth to tell her story and make a difference in the world. Other honorees included actress Reese Witherspoon, dancer Misty Copeland, and designer Victoria Beckham. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.